Welcome, welcome to Vibing with the Koyas. Eventually, we're gonna get an intro. I'm almost tempted to just record something to that sound because I'm used to it now. But if you don't know who I am, my name is Sequoia, aka Kid Hyphy, aka Oshigo, with my co-host LaKoya,
aka Crickets.
All right, it's Saturday. We did this. It's been a long week. It's been a quick week. I think I need a drink. What about you? Mm-hmm. All right. Grab your drinks, grab your snacks, your blueberries, whatever it is that you partake in while you listen along. Matter of fact, what are y'all? My nephew, my godson, whatever he is, he wants to know what y'all eating while y'all listening to the podcast. I don't know why, but he's 9. Let the boy know. Anyways, before I start, I want to say I did lose an uncle this week. I only got 2. Well, now I only have 1, but Uncle Gregory. He was a real one. Cheers. LaKoya also lost an uncle this month. We're starting off 2025 a little rough, you know. If I have a rant or anything, it's going to be like, can you slow down? Rewind a little bit?
Can we start over?
I don't want to start over because then we have to go through the whole grieving process. This episode almost didn't happen today. I'm not mentally here, but I'm here. Speaking of that, you know, yes. we got plenty of rants. So we might do a whole rant segment for you guys one day, but today we have a recent current event. Other things that have happened.
Which is wild, because while we were speaking about her uncle, a kid comes running down the hallway, and I'm like, what just happened? And all I could hear was, somebody smashed into your car. I'm sorry, whose car? It was my husband's car, like the main car that he uses to get to work. I was in a panic because I thought they hit my shit. Like, I
not
just
the 2025
got this car. So we all start rushing out the house, and sure enough, there's a car smashed into my husband's car that's parked across the street. In front of like our neighbor's house, and I'm like looking at how it's smashing the car. I don't understand how he got there. Like, he said, oh, I lost control because there's another car coming. But like, you look at the damage and you look at how he swiped on our house, because we have this little
brick.
Because
he hit the brick fence
that we have first, and then tried to turn around or do something, but then he ended up smashing right into my husband's car. And so I'm just standing there. He's screaming, mind you. Like, this dude is just out there. Like, all I can hear is screaming, like, ah, I just ruined my car, bruh. And he started calling, like, his mom. I think his dad showed up. And as I start seeing these people show up, it dawned on me that I know them. And then my son walks up, was like, you know who that is, right? And I'm like, he looked familiar, but I'm not sure. And as soon as he said the name, I was like, you gotta be kidding. What are the odds? Like, what are the odds you wake up first thing in the morning and your friend's boyfriend's brother smashes into your husband's car? Mind you, he has no goddamn insurance. We have uninsured motorists, but he doesn't have insurance. We were just
glad y'all do, because this is the second one. In how many months?
Oh my God, it hasn't even been that long. It was like the end of last year, an uninsured motorist smashed into my car. And I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. So I got a whole brand new car out of it, 2025. I bought it last year. So then my husband gets hit. I'm just like, you gotta be kidding me. Why are y'all on the road if you ain't got no insurance? And then you driving reckless. Because then he said he was only going like 45.
The same reason I'm on the road with no tax.
I was like, bro, it's 25 in this area. And then the car is parked. So yeah, he's screaming. He's drawing attention to him. We got neighbors coming out filming. He's upset that the car broke, and then he gets on the phone to call his girlfriend, gets dumped right there at the scene of the accident in front
of
all
of
us.
She was like, that's it. That was the last straw.
That was it. She was on speaker, and then we all heard her say, you know what? This is over. I can't do this anymore, and hung up on him. He kept trying to call her back, and she wasn't answering, and I'm just looking at the situation like, what the hell is happening in front of my house right now?
It's 9 o'clock in the morning, by the way.
It is 9 a.m. 9 a.m. and this dude has just smashed into the car, got dumped, and then we had to help him get his car from away from my husband's car and out of the middle of the street. Like, what? Then his mom pulls up and she's yelling at him like, you don't listen. And he's just like, look at my car. You did it, bro. You did this.
Hey, when I first got there, because I'm on the phone with her while all this is happening, and my godson, he brings up Jello Ball's song, Tweaker, and he's like, he'd swerve in the corner, boy. So it's funny, because as soon as I get there, I get out the car, and somebody drives by playing the song, too. So it just made it and even more comical.
Right as Michael said it, he was pointing to the wall that he had hit, and we just started laughing. I was like, you got this is too much for this early in the morning. Like, bro, are you sober? Like, why is you
I
so
don't high? Think you can
I don't
be.
Think he was, because he was too damn hyped, like, just jumping and screaming.
I mean,
he
I get it, yo.
Like, 50 people.
I know your adrenaline be going when you get into a wreck, but not like that, especially at 9
He's
in the morning.
He's like, I just put all my money in this car, and look at it, it's total.
Like, oh, it's total. It's definitely. I was wondering, I didn't know at first that he had hit the fence.
Yeah.
So I was like, why is the back of his car all jacked up, too? I was like, what happened?
Because he hit our fence first before smashing into Jonte's car. But had Jonte's car not been there,
he would have went into the house.
He would have went into the house across the street, our neighbors.
Hell yeah.
So
thankfully that big boat of a car
saved their house and took a little damage, but it's not too bad. He thinks it's total, but you know, our estimator over here doesn't think it's total. So we'll see.
I we'll see how that turns out. He's being a hater. We'll see. We'll see.
But speaking of, what is it, Jello Ball?
Yeah, he got to come up with a better name than Jello. I don't.
Because when you said Jello Ball, I thought you were talking about
like Jelly like
Ball.
Like a ball.
Yeah, I was like, why are you calling Jelly Roll Jello Ball?
That's hella funny. But now that you've heard the song, because we spoke about it last episode and you hadn't heard the song, so.
It's all right.
Do you think it's worth a. I think it's either between $8 million or $13 million contract.
Oof. I mean, I've listened to some songs that I don't even understand how they got contracts. So, but this one is actually pretty decent. I have no complaints.
Do you think he's going to have another hit, or was that it?
That, I don't know. I got to see what he come up with the next song. Usually they always do one big song and then the rest of them are shitty. And some of them, they come out with a shitty song, and they still continue to make shitty songs, but somehow they're being hyped up, and I just don't understand.
Right. They had him play at the Detroit Lions game. He performed the song. He's not even from Detroit. Mm-hmm. All the people they could have got, and they picked him.
From Detroit, though.
Yeah.
Like, that was disrespectful.
It's disrespectful, right. But then again, you got to think of who his dad is. You got them
That's
connects.
That's what I told you last.
You week. Got them connects.
I was like, he's probably only doing that well because of who his father is.
Those but I feel like that's the goal, though, right? We can't hate on what we all trying to achieve.
True. True is why I said it's
we
it
all,
is what
we
it
all
is.
Trying to achieve it. I'm mm-hmm. just, you know. But while we're on the topic of music, just because I was listening to her yesterday, and I know you love her so much. I just want to debate with you on Nicki Minaj. Can you hear the excitement? She's ready.
Look, I never said she was a bad artist. She's actually quite iconic. I just cannot listen to her music, especially that newer shit.
I will say, as a fan, I don't really care for the new stuff. There are some songs that's a hit, and I'm like, okay, I could listen to this. It's still giving Nicki vibes. But some of it just sounds like she's trying to stay relevant. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, bitch, you finna be 40. I'm about to be 36. And we're starting a podcast because they're trending right now. So I guess.
Do what you gotta do.
I guess we're doing the same thing. So mm-hmm. keep listening. Share this with everybody. But the great debate has always been Nicki or Lil' Kim.
Oh. I'm a Lil' Kim fan. You're a Nicki fan.
My thing is, I don't dislike Lil' Kim. Her when it came down to Lil' Kim and Foxy, I always was like, I fucks with Lil' Kim.
I like Foxy.
Don't get me wrong. Foxy was cool, but I'm like, Little Kim was more like, Little Kim is the shit. When she said she could make a Sprite can disappear down her throat, I don't know why, but I tried it. I'm not gonna lie.
Did you joke to death?
I'm alive. It did not disappear, though.
It came back up.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's not something I want to do. Ma'am, you can have that skill. Go ahead and keep it. I mean, some people in this house might beg to differ and say, I got the skill, but that's for him to tell you, not me.
I don't know. But if we're going to keep it on Lil' Kim and Nicki, I would like to see them do a versus. I ain't going to lie. I would like to see
that.
I would love to see that.
I would love to. And not I would even like to see in them.
It as like a hater, like, oh, she's better or what. Whatever, because
no,
like,
fuck now, it. Give me my battle.
You want the battle?
I want the battle.
I just want to see them to do like a, you know,
a versus would be not. I would like them to come together and just do a song together. You just squash the shit already. Just squash it already. It's been like how many years?
Oh Lord, a lot. And I don't
understand. You know, are we going to like 20 years of this whole battle?
Which is weird. Like y'all don't drop it yet. Just like the, I ain't even gonna bring that battle up yet. We gonna just let that.
Which one? Episode. Which one?
Drake and Kendrick.
Nah, fuck Drake. If Drake ain't with Young Money and making a song with them, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it.
Okay.
We can talk about Drake next episode, definitely.
Definitely go.
Maybe not the next one, but the one after that or something.
The one after that.
But we could definitely go back on Drake because I was listening to some old shit and I'm like. Whoever Drake's ghostwriter was back in the day, he might want to reconcile things, because bring him back. Bring him back.
Bring him
I miss the back. Raps.
Yeah, we used to play it a lot. We used to play a lot, but we getting off track. Back to your Nicki. If they were in a versus, who do you think would win? And what would define winning?
That's the real question, is the definition of the win. That's the performance wise, I'm giving it to Nicki. Everybody loves Lil Kim's little shoulder like spaceship. I got
they love
Tourette's.
It or they like to make fun of it.
Probably a little bit of both. Definitely a little bit of both. I mean, shit, if I get drunk enough, that's a dance I'll hit.
I'm gonna hit the Mary.
You gotta hit the Mary. You gotta hit the Mary. But I would have to, both of them are historical, both of them are iconic. I don't. It depends on what fan base tunes in the most. Honestly, that's what it's gonna come down to. Are the old heads gonna be like, "Hey, I don't give a damn." Lil Kim won it.
The real battle's gonna be in the comment section under wherever they post that video.
Yes.
Then I just go straight to the comments because then you got some of the people who are like, "Nah, it's Lil Kim," and you got a lot of people who are like, "Nicki's queen."
No. I mean, mother. That's mother right there. Mm-hmm. That's mother. Okay.
So I think that'd be interesting. And that
Nicki puts on a good show. I've seen it. I've been to a concert. Nicki puts on a good show. And I will say she is definitely a real one. And she gives a fuck about her fans, actually. Because one girl at the concert got pepper sprayed. And then they started jumping her. And Nicki hopped them off that stage damn near. Her security was the only reason that kept her on the stage. But she started screaming. She cut the whole show off. She said, I ain't doing shit else. I ain't singing nothing else. I'm not rapping nothing else until y'all get that girl some water and get her up here and make sure she's all right. And she shut that whole shit down.
Was that the one in Concord?
Mm-hmm, which I'll never go ever again. That was ghetto. That was ghetto.
All I know is you had to walk up a hill, and I was like,
ooh. Up a hill, down a hill, back up a hill. I had to walk up the hill twice because the bitch who I was with fucking needed to switch shoes, even though I said switch shoes before we go in here because we got to walk up this hill. And she was like, I got it. We get halfway up there. Ooh, my feet hurt. I'd have kicked your ass down this hill. I'd have make you roll back. I should have made her roll back down. It was terrible. Mm-hmm. The show was good. Meek did a performance, had me hyped the whole show. But, again, off topic.
It's on topic.
It's off topic because I was going to start ranting about Nick, about Meek.
Let's not ranting about Meek. Or that.
Hey, when we talk about Drake, though, we can bring Meek because he's been beefing with him, too. They done made up.
Definitely.
If Meek and Drake can make up, I think Drake and Kendrick will make up.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I think it's more of the fans keeping a lot of that.
It's the lawsuit for me.
It's the suing.
That's the lawsuit.
Are you suing now? But back to
Nikki and them. Nikki and them. No, nah.
Nikki. Kim, put some respect on her name.
Well, you know, little Kim. All right. Well, because you don't really listen to Nikki.
No.
What? Because I want to know what you would think would be Nikki's best song.
From my point of view.
Yeah.
Ooh. Dungeon Dragon. I think that'd be one of them.
Okay.
That is the one I could actually sit down and listen to.
Okay. I honestly don't think I have a top favorite one. She's got that one with Rihanna. I think it's Fire. Okay. I like that one. And it's not like one of the super popular ones, but I like that one. If you're gonna go Lil Kim, what's your favorite?
How many? Then I'm gonna keep that off the map.
That's what I was gonna say. I was gonna say that one too.
No, I like her with Biggie though. Like, I listen to the old school Lil Kim. But if we're going like a little, oh, that's still kind of old school with Cisco.
I mean, does she have?
No, I don't think she has any new. Let's
see. I mean,
but I'm more, because you know me, I like the old school stuff. I'm not really into none of the new shit because I don't know.
Yeah, because like I said, I don't really fuck with Nicki's new stuff because it's just, it doesn't feel. You don't feel the grind. To me, it sounds like she just put it out to put it out so that way her name stays in the topic. Lil' Kim is still touring and performing them same songs.
Yeah, it's more like Magic Stick.
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
But either which way, both of them are historical in their own way.
They're both icons. They're both music legends.
For the other one, but it doesn't seem like they want to give each other.
They should both just give each other the credit because Nikki came from listening, and she did give her flowers. Mm-hmm. Nobody heard that because Lil Kim spoke louder, and nobody was like trying to listen to Nikki when she first came into the scene. So they were just like, "Oh, this is a little bitch. All right, whatever," you know. Then she blew up, and now everybody's like, nah, Nikki's the best. Little Kim's wrong, and it's whatever's whatever, whoever. I just want them to squash the shit. Come out with a fucking song, and let's do... You know, Nikki and Cardi could come out with a song, too. Shit, it's been long enough. Let it go.
Right.
Then again, I don't really let shit go, either, so...
You can let it go, forget about it. They don't got to collab. But as far as the music,
I'm never going to forget.
Coming together could send like a good message.
A Lil Kim, Nicki Minaj, Cardi B song.
I don't want Cardi B on the song.
That would be the freakiest song.
It would.
That's
going
to be so raunchy. I'm here for it. I want to hear it.
I don't think it'll.
They ain't even got to get in the studio together. You recorded in your city.
In separate sections
and then just let somebody mix it together. But give
what they did.
That could be the new, what is that, Lady Marmalade or something? What is it?
Marmalade?
Mama Duke? I don't care.
That would have been enough one to do like a version of that, but with all the.
Yeah.
Those little freaky rappers.
Leave Sexy Red's ass at the house. Please.
Leave her at the house.
Put Glorilla on there. Miss Hallelujah.
I could do Glorilla. But, leave.
Did you hear the Glorilla and Kirk Franklin song?
I have not, and I don't even think I want to hear
You gotta hear it. I was listening to my gospel music, and all I heard was Glorilla. I said, no.
No.
Wait a minute. I was like, how she get on the... I look at my playlist. It said Glorilla featuring
Kirk Franklin?
Thank you, because my tongue tied up.
I don't know what happened.
my mouth was trying to put the letters all in different... I had dyslexic speak, I guess. I don't know what the fuck that is.
Oh my god.
But it said Kirk Franklin and Glorilla, and I was just like, I know her middle name is Hallelujah, but I'm not understanding because she didn't change her tone. You know how she sound like a thug. And I love her voice. I actually like the voice. I have a relatively deep voice.
I think my voice is deep, or it's a low.
No.
I have a low voice.
It's not. Whatever. You sound like a toddler.
Fuck off.
Where is it?
Oh my God, just get.
But it threw me off because she didn't change her voice. She didn't try to sound softer or nothing. It came in with still the same Glorilla.
So like a thug on a gospel?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so it was, I didn't finish it. I couldn't finish it because I started laughing and I was like, I can't take this serious. I will go back and I will listen to it and I will let y'all know the next episode. I'm going to make her listen to it. We're going to listen to it together.
Oh, when we compare that one with Roseanne and...
Oh, you heard it? Bruh, I'm so upset. They tried to cancel me. Roseanne, I thought we did. Wait a minute. Why are you back? And rapping a political song?
Hey, it is what it is.
Man.
We can compare the two. Like she
went is that going to go down in history?
It might. I don't know. I like Tom McDonald, though.
I don't know about that one. I tried.
It's wild. But I would like to see a collab with Nicki and Lil' Kim. Just something different for the new year since it started off real rough. And that would be actually a historical
that
moment.
That would be really historical for both women.
For the music. Yes, I for think music, that would be historical.
For music, hip-hop. Do you think we'll ever see it?
I'm not sure, but we can be hopeful. Stranger things has happened.
True.
And speaking of historical women, we did want to do like a flash, what did you call it?
A speed round.
Speed round of them. We you will know, later
seeing
on.
As my manager thinks that there are no women, shout out to you, sir. I won't drop your name. You know who you are. Okay. Women rule the world. That's all I'm going to say. Men are our puppets.
I think it's an equal collaboration.
Fuck no.
Because you gotta look at
women live longer. There's more women.
Because we do less.
We make you. We made you. You're somebody's son.
Yeah, we do make men. I would say women live longer because what is that? We don't do dumb stuff, but then I have to think about the stuff that I've done and I'm like, nah, I could be considered a whole dude. Like, I would be one of the people like, you know what? I told you. You get it, like, as a child, that's what I was told. Like, you're supposed to be a girl, but you're acting like a whole boy. And I'm like, okay.
I mean, y'all were jumping off the roof.
Yeah, with bicycles.
Yeah.
Into pools.
I still don't understand how y'all got up there with the bike.
It was 8 of us. We just start handing it up.
8 of y'all.
But anyways, back to the historical women. So we do want to do that little flash and give Mr.
Pay
Manager,
homage.
A little hater, let him know that there are women. I wanted to start it off with Marie Curie. I hope I said her last name correctly. 1867 through 1934. She was famous for her work on radioactivity. And she also was a 2-time Nobel Prize winner. Right? And then we have Ada Lovelace. 1815 through 1852. Gifted mathematician. She was considered to be like one of the first computer programmers.
Without her, you wouldn't be sitting there watching TikTok for an hour while you poop, sir.
Boop. And then I really do not want to butcher her name, but I know I'm about to. Malala, M-A-L-A-L-A. Last name, Yousafzai, or Safaze, how do you spell it? Or it's Y-O-U-S-A-F-Z-I-A. If y'all know how to pronounce that,
put it phonetically in the comments.
So we can like give her flowers. She's 1997 through present day. So she is actually an activist. She fights for girls' rights. And she still does it.
Still.
Pakistan. Mm-hmm. Rosa Parks, we all should know, which I was surprised he didn't bring her up. Like, how do you not know about her?
Mm-hmm. He brought up Harriet Tubman.
That's the only one he knew.
Mm-hmm.
But civil rights activists. 1913 to through 2005, almost tongue-tied that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my favorites, we will go in depth on her at a later episode because I do feel like she deserves some flowers. Sojourner Truth. Yes. 1747, or is that 97? Can't even read my own writing. 1797 through 1883. women's rights activist, anti-slavery movement. Like, yeah, we will definitely go more into her. She deserves it. And then our British chemist and X-ray, what is that, crystallographer? Rosalind Franklin, 1920 through 1958. So there are a ton of women. There's even more than that, but we wanted to, like, bring down just a few just to, like, show this episode to him so that he could hear it and realize there are women that have done some amazing things throughout history.
You didn't even bring up Freedom.
Or Amelia Earhart. I just said what you said not to do.
Helen Keller.
All of them. I got the list here still. But we wanted it because we... Time management. We trying to get on that.
But, trying to give y'all long enough episodes. One day of the week and then a shorter episode during the week. You know, we working it out. We trying to figure it out. We still going to try and be consistent Saturday, Wednesday.
Yeah, and then Jane Austen, Susan B. Anthony.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Ruth, what is it, Ginsburg? Elizabeth First.
Mm.
Florence Nightingale.
Mm.
Joan of Arc.
Oh, look. She bringing up ones I don't forgot about.
Hedy Lamarr.
She right?
Mm-hmm. Jane Addams, Lucille Ball. We cannot forget about Lucille Ball. I absolutely love her.
Listen, part of her antics is part of our mantra, goddammit.
On everything. Sally Ride, Clara Barton. Like, we could go on, and we will in future episodes.
We're naming them now.
Deep dive on some of them.
We'll definitely go into them a little deeper.
But yeah, these are the women that have made some significant contributions to history, including science, politics, and activism. So yeah, they absolutely deserve their flowers. Moment of silence for everybody. Except, what's her face? She's still alive. I'm so proud of her. Alright, and I did want to touch a little base on Lucille Ball because we both love Lucille Ball. Like, she is best known for her television shows. I Love Lucy.
Hey, I Love Lucy, the television show, could be us, though.
Who would be Lucille?
I'm gonna get that one to you.
But she's also appeared in the dozens of films.
Shit, that TV show is damn near like our actual lives. Wait a minute.
No, it kind of really is. She was extremely powerful figure off camera as well. Really?
I just wanted a blueberry.
She was a pioneer businesswoman. Her biography. I just love Lucille Ball. So we wanted to.
I didn't think it was gonna be that loud. I'm sorry, y'all.
You were such a nerd, bro.
I just wanted a blueberry.
So, a voice that changed the nation, born into slavery. We already know who that is, Sojourner Truth. You said to go a little bit deeper into her. Are you about to choke on a blueberry?
Oh, God. It was just a lot more tart than I expected.
They're different. Like, if you got some sweet ones, some tart ones.
Yeah, I didn't expect that. That was like eating a whole bag of Sour Patch Kids.
Oh, my goodness.
I told y'all to grab y'all snacks. I didn't know that package was going to be that loud. My bad.
Anyway, she became a leader in the anti-slavery movement at a time when it was extremely dangerous to do so. She was born into slavery in 1797 as Isabella Bumfrey. She later changed her name to Sojourner Truth after running away from her owner. Her powerful speeches included the famous Ain't I a Woman? Addresses at the 1851 Women's Rights Convention in Akron, Ohio. It showcased her fearless self-advocacy and called for equality and justice. In her Ain't I a Woman speech, she repeated that question throughout, including a heartbreaking section in which she talked about having 13 children.
Ooh.
And how she saw most all sold off to slavery. When I cried out with my mother's grief, none but Jesus heard me. Ain't I a woman? Truth continued to use her powerful voice to help change minds and speak out for the rights of Black Americans and women during and after the Civil War.
Wow. We need her back.
Grace Hopper and Rosalind Franklin. Grace Hopper, 1906 through 1992, and Rosalind Franklin, 1920 through 1958. They have nothing in common other than they both were women who deserved to become better known for their accomplishments in technology and innovation. Hopper was an American computer scientist and naval officer who played a vital role in the development of early computer programming languages. She developed the first compiler, which translated high-level programming languages into machine-readable code, making computer programming more accessible and efficient. Franklin, a British, biophysicist, made a significant contribution to understanding the structure of DNA. Her X-ray crystallography work played a crucial role in the discovery of the double helix structure of DNA, laying the foundation for the advancements in genetics and molecular biology.
Wow. There's plenty more. Plenty more to we could definitely go
Golden
into.
Mirror.
She can keep going.
And do we have time?
We should have some time. You want to do a couple more?
I'll do these two.
All right.
Golden Mirror and is it Benazir Bhutto? These two women connected by gender and the nature of their accomplishments. Both became the first women to become head of state in their respective countries. Both also earned well-deserved reputations for having the ability to engage their people, one of the key elements of a good leader. As the fourth prime minister of Israel, Meir, 1898 through 1978, had an approachable demeanor and direct communication style that helped her connect with citizens from different backgrounds and foster a sense of collective responsibility. Meir's leadership during challenging times, such as the Yom Kippur War, demonstrated her ability to rally and engage the nations in times of crisis. Bhutto, 1953 through 2007, the first female prime minister of Pakistan, possessed a strong ability to engage and connect with the nation's people. She was known for her charismatic leadership and effective communication skills. Bhutto actively engaged with citizens across Pakistan, particularly focusing on rural areas and marginalized communities, giving voice to their concerns and building strong bonds with the people she had led. In addition to Meir, Bhutto and Gandhi, other women who became the first to lead their countries include Margaret Thatcher in the United Kingdom and Angela Merkel in Germany, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, elected leader in Liberia in 2006, also became the first woman elected as the head of state in all of Africa. Now,
I know that was a lot of information for y'all to take in. Just soak it up, take it in, just let you know women have been doing this. This is not something new. But we have been leading in all types of historical movements
in
over
backgrounds,
the years.
All
different backgrounds, as you heard. We had science, marine biology. We had, you know, just women's rights in general, which, again, they are still trying to take those from us.
Which is wild.
It's the craziest thing I could think of right now. That
it's
in
like
2025,
all we want to do is go backwards. Like, we don't want to address none of the important issues.
All the shit that backwards. Has been fought for us women to be able to have a voice. If you're not paying attention, they are trying to take that. Not just from the men, not just from the Americans, but they are targeting the women first. And I don't understand. Yeah, we might. Some. I probably am physically weaker than a few men, but I will still whoop your ass if I need to. She could take on a whole army. She's fine. She got that R strength. But they're trying to pick on us because we're a little weaker, so they think.
So they think.
Which I have to make that very clear, because at the end of the day, if I need to, I will. But they are taking away rights even just for abortion. Pretty soon, you guys think it's just abortion. You're like, oh, pro-life. Listen, not every woman wants that baby. Some women get, you know, here's my thing.
R-worded.
Here's my thing. They want to make the women have the babies. But what are y'all doing to make the men who created the baby take care of it? And then you blame her for being a single mom and for struggling. And then claiming her woe is me's, right? While he's out living his life and creating more babies that you guys are now making women have. But where's the male accountability? There's things like that are like...
Accountability is a huge thing. I feel like that falls on the male and the female. Like, y'all need to be more accountable for what you're doing with your bodies. Some of you guys cannot help it, but some of y'all are literally out there just yellow and just having babies just to have babies.
Hey, but you really do only live life once.
But that's besides the point. It's just weird. I feel like women and men should be accountable for the decisions they made together to create a life. Y'all both are the problem, so both of y'all need to get it together.
For particular individuals, I could take a few, and I understand, and I kind of know who you're talking about.
Oh, I'm speaking in general.
You speaking in general, but I know a situation or two that you might be...
Oh, yeah. Focusing on? Absolutely. Yeah. I'm like, why are you still doing this?
Yeah.
It's been a decade. Get it together.
Very true. But, yeah. I don't know, I just kind of blanked on what I was getting my point across, but there are powerful women, and we need to wake up and get back to making more powerful women, so that way we can...
It starts with educating our own. Like, it starts in the home. It definitely starts in the home.
It starts in the home.
The home. Shut up.
Voice over here cracking like you a teenage boy. You finally becoming a woman.
Am I finally growing up?
Speaking of that, because your birthday is coming up hella quick and you still ain't got no plans. My grandma wanted me to tell you, hey, old bitch. She just wanted to let you know you old now.
Tell her, hey, old bitch, right back.
Speaking of her, I just took her to the doctor. She could be a historical woman, because I tell you right now, she is one of the sassiest old bitches I have ever encountered.
In my life.
And she don't plan on de-sassing any time. I think the older she get, the sassier that mouth get. And I'll just be like, listen, you too old to be talking and acting like this. But you know what? She's actually been here since 1949. Some of these historical women we're talking about, she's actually walked next to them and been there. She was marching when they shot Martin Luther King. She was out there doing her protest and all that stuff. She's a hippie. She came from all of that. 75 years. We talking only 75 years ago was all of this happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it's amazing to me that people can forget in just 75 years what we fought for to get to this point. And to you... To say that there are no historical women, I understand. I know you like to fuck with me and to get on my nerves. You are a Pisces. I'm a Pisces. We like to piss people off on purpose. But I'm a Pisces that likes to come with facts. If you hear that noise, my dog is trying to get in the house. But we are a Pisces. Don't let them in, because then they're going to start barking and we are doing really good on the silence in the background. Okay, whatever. That's the one that likes to be outside, which is the crazy part. But I know you like to piss me off, and I'll even give you guys an episode of historical men. I can give you that too. I can let you know that Trump's not daddy. I can tell you that much. We can do a whole episode on Trump. We gonna do an episode on Trump, because we have to. It's just only right.
If we do Trump, I think we should do multiple of them, because they all tie together.
We could do them. I'm definitely down. We got to talk about my nigga Bill. Mm-hmm. You know me. I love me a Clinton.
You're retarded.
I love the Clintons. I live... We're not going to talk about where I live. But I love the Clintons that much.
You get on my nerves. I had to think about where you live and was like, oh, bruh.
Soon as I seen it, I was like, yep, that's it. That's the one. But...
We want to try to go into something a little lighter. I know that was a lot of information about these historical women.
Yeah.
But they did pave the way for us to be able to do...
any and everything
that we've been and doing now.
Any of our wild antics. Any
even
of our...
wild ones. Because they weren't doing this. They probably were, but they were really shunned for it.
I could lead us into our next segment by saying something I personally have tattooed on me. That life is a daring adventure or nothing. Which was a quote by another historical woman, Helen Keller herself.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, I'm going to tell you about some of our daring adventures. I could tell you, even to bring it back to my uncle, just to give him another shout out in this podcast, may he rest in peace. One of my favorite memories of that man is the night me and my cousin and our homegirl at the time, we were at his house, we were bored. We wanted to go. We teenagers, probably 15, 14, 15, something like that. But we, you know, one of my cousin had a little boyfriend down the street. She was like, he got some friends. We should go over there. Let me ask my dad. So she goes and asks him. And he's like drinking a little bit. And he's like, if you order me a pizza, when the pizza get here, y'all can leave. Say less. So we ordered the pizza. As we're getting dressed, waiting on the pizza to arrive, all you hear is ch-ch-boom, ch-ch-boom, ch-ch-boom. By the third one, we pop our heads out of the bedroom and we looking and we like, what the fuck? He is standing on the balcony in his drawers with a shotgun trying to shoot out the streetlight across the street. So my cousin's like freaking out. She's like, Dad, oh my God, what are you doing? What are you doing? What are you doing? I'm just sitting there going, what the fuck is happening right now? He said the light, because he was trying to take a nap, was bothering him. So he decided the best way to make that light go out was to shoot it out with his shotgun. And then you hear the boom, because he had already cocked it. And so she's like, okay, we need to get the fuck out of here. So after that, we finished getting dressed. He finally puts the gun away. He never did. Just in case anybody's wondering, he never got that light out. So the pizza got there. We ended up leaving and going to hang out. That ended up being another wild adventure just trying to get to these guys' house. Because keep in mind, we're in the bay walking down the street at night. Some nigga hop out the bushes on us. Talking about some, I seen y'all from down the street. Nigga, well, how'd you get in the bush in front of us then? He was, shh, I'm secret. I move quick. Oh, nah. See, this, we should have stayed at the house. But it ended up being a cool little night. It was like some hectic shit going on, but that shit just was one of the fondest memories I have of him, because that's just his personality. That was him. You didn't know what you was going to get that day, but you knew you was going to have a good time and get a good laugh and some type of story out of it. And I just will never forget that anytime I hear a shotgun or think of that moment. That man really sat there in his drawers with a shotgun trying to get that street light out. And I wish he would have got it. I probably would have cheered him on too. I would have been like, yeah. But imagine that. You just chilling, getting dressed, trying to go out, be a little teeny bopper, you know? And you just hear shotguns going off and you're just like, what the fuck? And he just drunk. And that was just him. Like, when I tell you he was an avid drinker. Okay, that man, I won't say he gave me my first drink. It was definitely my dad. Okay, that motherfucking...
Standing man.
That motherfucking... I thought it was Sprite. No, I thought it was water. And then I was like, well, it's not Sprite because it ain't got no bubbles. It ended up being vodka. Sir, why the hell you got a whole glass? It was a full glass. And I'm talking not, like not an 8-ounce glass, okay? I'm talking one of the big glasses. Full of vodka. First of all, what you going through? But I will say, not to rant on my dad, y'all gonna get a whole little spiel on him one day. But back to my uncle, he had a vending machine in his house full of Old English. Okay? That's how serious it was. A vending machine. So, you know, I'm going to take one more shot for you, Unc. Because that's how you would want it.
Funny about the shooting out the light, which can tie into a drunk story because somebody in the fucking story was drunk. It wasn't me, though, y'all. I don't drink. So.
She don't drink now.
Now. But, it was, what was it, New Year's? My husband bought me these BB guns, right?
Oh, Lord.
And so, it looks like a real gun. Like, it dead ass looks like a real gun. And mine looks better than his. He has a black one. I have an army green one. And so, I was shooting at this little thing in the garage. Or he was shooting at the thing in the garage. I hadn't even shot my gun yet. So, he's shooting at this little wood thing in the garage. And his gun's not working. Like, it's not working. The pellets are not coming out of it. It's not working. So, I start Snapchatting her or a couple other people. I was like, look what I got for Christmas. And I didn't think mine was going to work because his wasn't working. It came from the same spot. And so as soon as I shot it, it ricocheted off the wood and hit him in the head. And I was like, and I caught him on video, so I had to drop the phone. And he looked, he was like, what the hell? I was like, I didn't think the bullets were going to come out because your bullets aren't coming out. He was like, I was like, okay, let's try it this way. And so it took him a while to get his gun to work. But when I realized mine worked, I got so excited. I just started shooting random shit. And he was just like, I think I fucked up. And
I could have told him he fucked up.
So when I showed everybody, that was literally the consensus across the group. They were like,
I'm like, first of all, who got you this gun? As soon as she tells me who, I'm like, well, he don't need one either. So why, y'all need an adult at your house.
Yeah, I showed my mom, she was like, why would he do that?
I still don't understand why this man would get you a, with metal pellets, okay? These are not.
And CO2 cartridges.
Okay, these is not coming out. This is not coming out soft, okay? This is ready for action. You getting out my property. You getting damaged, okay? I don't understand why this man did this, okay? You don't need a weapon, okay?
We all need weapons.
Get a sword.
I was told I couldn't have sharp objects.
Okay, so you can't sharp. You're not supposed to have guns either.
It's a BB gun.
I feel like that still falls under the category of it's a BB gun with metal pellets and a CO2 cartridge. That is a gun.
So anybody that's listening, if you were told that you were not allowed to have a gun, does the BB gun fall under that? I just want to know. I don't think it should. It's a toy gun, and you can buy it at Big Five. So,
you can buy regular guns at Big Five, too.
So what? So what? So what? I can go hunting under supervision, so I feel like...
Who the fuck gonna supervise you?
You.
Ma'am, I am not an adult.
Yes, you are.
They just keep telling me that.
Does somebody want to go supervise me so I can go hunting?
We don't need... What you hunting?
Food.
No.
What?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. We still need to go do our archery.
I can do that too.
We'll figure it out. We're going to have to wrap this up, y'all. It's time.
She's about to pass over, but I hope you guys...
I'm not about to pass nothing, girl. It's Saturday. I'm just getting started, honey.
Okay. I mean, I got up because... Somebody decided to smash into my husband's car.
Like I said, we was not going to do this episode. I called her. I'm just like, is you going to come over or no? Because I don't want to. She's just like, oh, thank God. Because I didn't feel like getting out of bed. But
here we are.
My lovely intern / husband was like, don't let the fans down. So I hope you guys listen. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you guys come back for the next one. On the next one, we're going to talk more about relationships. We're going to get back into that. Because I want to know, what do you guys consider dating? What do you consider a date? And then we might have some recipes and some other drunk stories for y'all. Or some
I'm
going to
throw
times.
Out a recipe.
But, you know, we'll get into that on the next one. Again, I hope you guys enjoy this one. And
look forward to more historical women and men.
We'll do some men.
We'll do some men because it's only.
We don't want to make it one sided just because this podcast is two women. We do know that there are some men that have been historical over time. And we just got to do a little bit more research on which ones we care about.
All of them, because they've all had significant contributions.
Some good, some bad, you know.
Yeah. Some of the bad ones, we're going to definitely talk about
that. I mean, because technically Hitler is historic.
True. True. In a bad way, but he is.
That's a better question, too. How many more, which gender has more bad historical influence?
I would say,
Because you do got that one female astronaut who drove across country in a diaper.
That's true. And then you got the queen, the blood countess, you know. She was psychotic, but I was so fascinated by what she did. I've, like, studied her. It's weird. She's actually in, if you've been to Vegas, she's in that erotic museum.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember that.
I was like, oh, my God, I knew about her. And she's like, what? I was like, I watched multiple documentaries on her.
Because that whole display had my mind boggled. Display, I was like,
if you
yo.
Have not been to that display in Vegas, you should go.
It's the sexual. You know what?
Wasn't the erotic museum?
Erotic museum. Yeah, they have all kinds of, like, it takes
that
you on.
That museum is, like, etched into my memory for all the wrong reasons.
I still got the video. I still got the picture of the pennies, the penis
photos.
Made out of pennies.
Yeah.
But that's a
rant.
We're definitely, that one
you
right there.
Run that back,
if you ain't, haven't been there to check that it's historic, too, because it has,
it
takes
historic.
You throughout the times of even porn. There's, like, a section for that. It takes you through different events in history that had sex relations to it, and it was a good museum. It was very educational, but it definitely
for the darker side. You can
for the eyes.
I would not advise. If you have a weak stomach, I would not advise.
If you don't like penis, don't go
don't
in there.
No,
I mean, because yeah, there was mainly a lot of penis. There, like when you walk through the front door, there's a mannequin. It's like a robotic mannequin that when you walk through the door, he flashes you his penis, and it's a robot, and he's just like butt naked under a trench coat. So again,
yeah, but other rooms did have
some subtleties.
It was subtleties, but a lot of them had historical values to it,
yeah,
too. Like the
that's what I liked about it. It wasn't just like
the ground. I was like, oh, I know why they do that. I did research on that before. So when I saw it, I was like, oh,
yeah.
And I just read all the.
Didn't
stuff
they
on
even?
The
they even had like one where it was like a futuristic.
Oh, with the Star Wars.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to get inside the car. Then they said we weren't allowed to touch the stuff. So I was like, well, that's lame. Like, why would you have a car right here? You can't get into it. But there's a TV in the back. I was trying to chill with the fucking Wookiee. Like,
some Wookiee weenie.
Mm-hmm.
I might. I'm sorry.
I'm
taking
out Darth Vader.
Some Wookiee weenie, I might. I don't know. Let us go. We over here doing too much.
Oh, shit.
But come back next Wednesday, right? Yeah, Wednesday. We're going to talk about our relationships.
And what you think, you know, is monogamous versus non-monogamous dating, or what you consider dating.
What do you even consider monogamy at this point?
What's monogamy at this point?
Everything's
exactly.
So different nowadays. But again, thank you guys for coming, listening. We appreciate all the feedback. I hope we're getting a little bit better. You know, we're taking all of the feedback in.
Perfection takes time. Just going to throw that out there.
I'm a Pisces.
And
perfection
I'm a
needs
slow,
to happen now.
So.
She retarded as hell.
I'm a little slow.
It's all good. It's supposed to be a vibe anyway. So I hope that your vibe is right. You know what? We did this episode. First episode we did without lighting the candle. Damn. All right, Wednesday, I'm lighting that damn candle. Yeah, if y'all don't know, I light a candle every episode. And we try to drink a Truly every episode. So Truly, sponsor us. Damn it. I'm tired of paying for them, but I fucking love them. They get you right. All right.
Well, for me, I'm drinking tea with cream. Like a milk tea.
All right, Miss Britton.
I don't care. I've been drinking this shit for years, and I love it. It's comforting for me. Right?
Be comfortable. Vibe out. Y'all have a great Saturday. Thank you for listening. And we will see y'all on Wednesday.
Bye. Hey.